Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Word Podcast. We're going to continue our examination through the book of Philippians. And we're at the second chapter. We've covered the first four verses up to this point in time. So, you know, as our habit is, let me read those four verses again to set the context. This is particularly important. Remember what it said, Philippians 2 chapter verse 1. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there's any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interest of others. So we see what he's encouraging them to do here. He says, since you have Christ, since you have the encouragement of Christ and his love and the fellowship of the Spirit, and that affection and compassion just means within the emotions from within the inner man there. Since you have all this, make my joy complete by being of the oneness of the Lord, the same mind, same love, united in spirit, intent on one, the same purpose. And then he says, don't do anything out of a selfishness or empty conceit or out of personal interest, but with humility of mind, which we know that in the flesh is impossible. So it's really the humility of the mind of the Lord. With that, regard one another as more important than yourself. Look after the interest of others rather than the interest of yourself. And then verse 5, a passage which most of us will be very familiar with, starts off with this: have this attitude in yourselves. So he's going to give us an example of someone who has this attitude, of someone who lived this way. Watch this. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of man. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. These are four of the most profound portions of verses in the scripture right here, okay? And there's been many a book written about just these four verses. And let me see, in the New American Standard that I'm reading from right here, these four verses are just two sentences. So just the big picture of what we're looking at. Our attitude should be the attitude that we see in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is God. God is one. God is Father. God is the Son. God is the Spirit. The Father is not the Son, is not the Spirit, but he's God. The Son is not the Father and not the Spirit, but he's God. The Spirit is not the Son and not the Father, but he's God. And you say, well, I don't quite understand that. Well, then you're pretty close to understanding. When somebody comes up and says, oh, I can tell you all about the triune nature of God, I can explain it to where you can understand it. I'm going to go, then you're missing the point here, brother, because Paul himself describes this as a mystery. And the mystery of the Godhead. What we see are the forthright truths, so that we need to have the same attitude. What did the Lord do? Even though he existed in the form of God, he is God, he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of God. In the infinite wisdom, in the infinite wisdom of the everlasting covenant that exists between Father, Son, and Spirit. See, that's a covenant relationship. In the wisdom of that, God knew what was going to happen with his creation. he knew everything. He knows every possible outcome of every situation. He knew. And so the Son, the begotten Son, took on the form of his own creation, made in the likeness of man. He humbled himself as a bondservant, okay? A bondservant, I bet that's some form of doulos. Yeah. A bondservant, a slave, okay? And he emptied himself, kino, which means to make himself empty. And he did some really interesting things here that we know about, but we don't understand all about. He was still God. Jesus was still totally God, but he emptied himself of certain things of the Godhead and took on the form of the bondservant. He took on the likeness of man. He took on a body. Why did he need a body? Because he was going to be the sacrifice for all mankind. To be killed, you need a body. Sometimes we just don't think that simply, but that is the truth. So he's found in the appearance of man. He humbled himself. To what degree? To the point of death, to the point that he died on a cross, to the point that he allowed his creation to kill him. Jesus was the one that spoke it all into existence. And so you say, well, what does this have to do with what we're reading about in the first four verses? Well, are you kidding me? The attitude, how are we to be? It tells us not to be selfish or empty, having any empty conceit. Don't be pursuing our personal interests, but to pursue the interests of others. We are to have the attitude of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. To what degree? To the point of death is what he did for us. And you say, well, am I to die for other people? Well, there may be a time for that. As a matter of fact, we just had an incident of that just in recent days where there was another shooting in the school and a young man died because he was protecting other people. He just did it spontaneously. It's interesting because he'd always determined if that ever happened that he would be a man of action, and he was, and he's a hero. And we're to do likewise. We're to determine ahead of time, hey, you know, I'm going to set aside my attitude. I'm going to set aside my selfishness, my empty conceit, my interest, and I'm going to pursue the interest of others, even to the point of death. We have, as the great example, our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, who literally set aside in some form his godness. Even though he was still totally God, he was totally man. But for a season, he was that bondservant, made in the likeness of a man, found in appearance as a man. And this sort of shoots at some things where people think that Jesus, well, that he was just a spirit, that he didn't really have a real body. No, it says right here, form of a bondservant, likeness of man, appearance as a man. That's pretty straightforward, isn't it? That he was a man. What did he do? He humbled himself. What are we called to do? We're called to humble ourselves, to walk humbly before one another, and then watch what the Most High God does. Well, again, this is the second chapter of Philippians. Read this before you recline upon your night bed this evening. Again, I'm Dale, and I'll see you again next time. Goodbye.